is quoted in the name of the Heilige Rishna, Chissa Yugan Aleini. The Rishna said as follows. You know, we have a mitzvah. Sholosh pa'omim bashona yeirua kol zecheicha as penei ha'udayin Hashem. There was a mitzvah 3 times a year. All the Yidden had to go up to Yerushalayim to be makabel l'pnei Hashchina. What was the reason for this mitzvah? So we would understand. We know what the reason was. Torah tells us to be makabel l'pnei Hashchina. Yir kol zecheicha as penei ha'udayin Hashem, to bring karbonos yontov to be Yerushalayim. Said the Heilige Rishna, there was another reason. You know what the reason is? That when Yidden came together and they met each other in Yerushalayim, that was a special avoida. A special avoida of Yidden coming together. Said the Rishna, nowadays unfortunately we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Despite this, we still have the avoida of Yidden coming together. Where? Said the Rishna, sometimes Yidden, they come together, go for some type of business, a meeting. Lots of Yidden from this town, from that time. Other times, Yidden, they meet together, they go to their Rebbe. There's Yidden from all different towns and cities. So we have the same coming together. Said the Chotkiv Rebbe, nowadays, unfortunately, there's much less Yidden coming together. Where do we have this avoida of Yidden coming together? Said the Rebbe, very interesting thing. When Yidden meet together on holidays, there is the same avoida. Yidden come together. Now, I saw this. I don't understand. What does this mean? What's this avoida of Yidden coming together? And what is this? That this is somehow a replacement, the same as, and in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But then I saw quoted another book in the name of the Chotkiv Rebbe. And this is something very nogea for all of us. The Rebbe once asked one of his close Talmidim, who was a Chushev Ruf, perhaps you could tell me, what's the avoida of Bein Hazmanim? What should the Yid be focusing on during Bein Hazmanim? You know, every tekifah in the year, every period in the year, has got its avoida. Comes Yom Tovim, Pesach, avoid of achilas matzah, getting rid of the chometz, sikkah. We know the world is just a diras arai. We go out into the sikkah. Shviyas, kabbalas haTorah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin, Chanukah, Purim, Shabbos Kodesh. Every period in the year has got its special avoida. What's the special avoida of Bein Hazmanim? What you're supposed to be focusing on? And the Ruv didn't know what to answer. And the Rebbe said, I will tell you. And he said a very important yesod. He said, during the year, people don't speak to other people who they don't really know. That means as follows. The Rabbunim speak with the Rabbunim. The Balabatim speak with the Balabatim. Bukhrim speak with the Chevra in their yeshiva. Schoolboys speak with the boys in their class. You're not speaking to other people who you don't know. But when a person goes on holiday, Bein Hazmanim, you go in the middle of nowhere, you go on an outing, and suddenly you see the person who's staying next to you, the boy who's sitting next to you on your coach, he's not from your class, he's not from your school, he might not even be from your town. Now, I would never normally speak to him because I don't know him. He doesn't know me and I don't know him. And we don't speak to strangers normally. But two Yidden are never strangers. So if I am together in the middle of nowhere, together with another Yid, oh, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? Where are you from? How old are you? You introduce yourself and you say hello. Why are you saying hello? Because I'm a Yid. And you are ye, and we've got something in common. That's the avoida of Bein Hazmanim, to be marba ahavas Yisroel. And I once felt this many years ago. I got onto a plane, and I'm walking down the aisle, looking for my seat. And it was ready, very full, the plane. It was packed. I'm walking down, and I can see all these goyim busy. They're looking at me. They're all looking at me with like a horrible stare. Oy. And I could see how they're looking at me, and I didn't feel very comfortable. I'm thinking, oy vey, who am I going to end up sitting next to? And I go and I find my seat. And hey, presto, there was a fellow sitting there with a big mug and dovid, a chain, a big necklace and chain. Didn't look very frum, don't look very heimish. But when I saw that mug and dovid, I said, ah, Baruch Hashem, I'm sitting next to Yid. I sat down and said, hello, hello. It was an Ein Adoyma. I'm sitting next to a Yid. I suddenly felt, Baruch Hashem, Shelo Yosani Goy. I'm sitting next to Yid. When you go on holidays, so suddenly everybody becomes much more aware. Baruch Hashem, and with other Yidin, your marba, a harvest Yisroel. I once heard from the Bayana Rebbe Shlita, and he said that there were Chassidim who used to give a shvach v'hoidur every time when they met a new Yid. Was Heist a new Yid? Somebody who they'd never met before. Why? It's another opportunity to be marba in the mitzvah from v'havto l'reichel k'moicho. It's a gewaldige, gewaldige insight. You know, every word of Torah you learn is a mitzvah. Every bit of money you give is tzedakah. How are you marba in the mitzvah v'havto l'reichel k'moicho? So if you would ask us, normally we'd think, you know, do a bit more for your friend. So you added on more. I was only going to help him for 5 minutes. I'm going to help him for 10 minutes. I'm going to help him for 20 minutes. I'm being marba in v'havto. There were Yidin who understood. And I'm meeting another Yid who I didn't know till now. It's another opportunity to be mekayim v'havto l'reicha kamoicha. And I found this written in one of the very great Mephoshim on the Siddur. Oitzat Phyllis is a parish called Eitz Yosef. Same Machabarot, a big, big sefer on the Medrash. A very important sefer. And he writes, quoting the Zoya HaKudosh, Kesha oyev es yehidi echad, when a Yid loves one other Yid, ma'oyre shuloim elyoin. He's ma'oyre shulem in shemayim. Va'oysachibbalamala. And you connect yourself to Rabbein Shem. I'm loving another Yid, I'm connecting. Says the Zoya Kudish, Oyev Oydish, if you love a second Yid, or a third Yid, and a fourth Yid, Oysachibba Yoysalamala, you make even stronger connection. So the more Yidin you love, the greater is your connection to Hashem. Emoysef Koyach Lamala. And as I shrap the Shloa Kudish, the Zelbi Yisod. We said it this morning after Birchas HaTorah. Eli dvorim she'ein lahem shia. One of the things is havo shulaim ben ish. The ra'ehi, making shulam between people, doesn't only mean making shulam. It means being marba ahava. Writes the Shloa Kodesh. We see that ahava is for the mitzvah she'ein lahem shia. The more yidin you love, the greater is the mitzvah from v'ahav terichak meich. Now all of you, I'm getting opportunity today to be mekayim and to be marba this mitzvah of the haftarach kamoicha. So make sure, everybody, don't just be friendly to your chaverim, who in your class, who in your school, who your neighbors, who in the same shiel as you. There's lots of boys here from different schools, from different towns. A lot of you have never met each other before. Everybody's got this gewaldige opportunity how to be marba ahavas Yisroel. Now we understand what the Chodkiver Rebbe said, that nowadays, although we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we have this opportunity to be marba ahavas Yisroel, like in the time of Beis HaMikdash. So just think about it. What happened in the time of Beis HaMikdash? Millions of Yidden all came together up to Yishalayim. They didn't know each other, but they all went with the same tachlis, with the same tafkid. Kiluni b'nei ishak chod nochni. They were all there united. We're all yidden together. We're all one big family. And when they came to Shlaim, ma'oilam la'udam tzali hamukhoim Sha'ulam b'Yishlaim. Nobody ever said, oh, Yen is taking away my spot. He's taking away my place. I've got nowhere to sit. I've not got where to stand. Everybody was happy to share with everybody else. This was a gewaldiger tikkun, a gewaldiger ribui in the Havas Yisrael. So now, on your holiday, you're all going to have this chance to say, I wanted to be first. Why he's gone in front of me? I wanted to sit in the front. I didn't want to sit in that corner. Everybody's got a chance to join in with everybody else and to be marba ahava v'achva. Tonight is the yahrzeit of the previous Bahusha Rebbe, Zechisa Yugen Aleini. Was a gewaldiger tzaddik. Was nifta over 30 years ago. I knew him very, very well. Was zoicha to be by him many, many times. And it once happened, they didn't have a chazan to daven yomim niruim. They didn't have a chazan. So they advertised, they were looking, the Beis HaMedrash, the Busher Beis HaMedrash, looking for a chazan. And somebody applied for the job. Fine, they took him. He's going to daven yom niruim. It came Maariv, Leil Rosh Hashanah, the chazan is siegegangen to the umid, and he davened. This was no chazan. He had a voice like a foghorn. If you've ever heard a ship, it's called a foghorn. It wasn't a very nice voice, to put it mildly. Obviously, the fellow who'd interviewed him and listened to him didn't understand much about what you need to be a chazan and to be a gitter baltefillah. After davening was over, a few people came.